Hi, Doreen Howard. I'm with the Lansing Fisher Body Historical Project. We're interviewing Michelle Balsh. It is October 6, 2005. We're at the Fisher Body plant, and it's approximately 9:30 a.m. Everyone, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Mike Fleming.
Linda Johnson.
Doug Rademacher.
Marilyn Coulter.
Okay. Michelle, could you please spell your name? Your last name.
B-A-U-L-C-H.
And state your address for the record, please.
P.O. Box 313, DeWitt, Michigan, 48820.
Okay. And what is your title here at the plant?
I'm the occupational therapist for all the GM employees in the city.
Okay. And how long have you worked for?
I have been here for 2 years.
Do you recall your first day?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Mm-hmm. I was born here. I was born at St. Lawrence, so I've grown up in the Lansing area, and I always wondered what went on inside this plant. And my husband used to sell cars. My father-in-law sells cars, Chevys. Okay. And I always wondered how cars were put together, and I thought it was the coolest thing to cross the assembly line to get to work every day. That was my first day, and that was really cool to me. So,
did you have any problems finding your home where you were to do your work at? A lot of people I know had a lot of problems getting in and out of the plant when they'd get there.
I just followed that path.
Stay within the lines.
Yeah. And as I got more comfortable, I cut out of those lines a lot of times. I just found my way around. So,
okay. Tell me a little bit about your day. What time do you start, and what do you do during the day while you're here?
My day typically starts at 8, and I go over to Metal Fab, and I do walkthroughs with ergonomics and medical. We look at jobs, and then I come here, and I work with people that I have scheduled for the day. Since the plant's shut down, I have a lot of sitting around time to do paperwork, and I'm studying to take my certification of hand therapy. So I'm doing a lot of studying and reading when I'm not treating the employees.
What was your first day like on the job when you came in and taken over all of the plants for General Motors in the Lansing area? What was that very first day like?
It was kind of busy because the last company that was providing the services had to take all their stuff, and we had to bring all of our stuff in and assemble it and set it up and just get the clinic organized and answer people's questions who walked by as to what we were doing. So it was more just an organization day. And then I was kind of nervous the first few days because I have hand therapy experience, but I had just come from nursing homes. So quite a different population, different treatments.
Michelle, just one question, just because for those people who will be hearing this and don't know, could you explain what a walkthrough is, what they're going?
Mm-hmm. What we do is we look at jobs where there have been a complaint of a sprain or a strain, and we go to that actual job and watch that employee work to see if maybe the job needs to be modified or if the employee needs to maybe use their hands in a different way, or if sometimes we discover that somebody was taught the job, but they were taught the job the wrong way, or that they're using too many, you know, lifting too many parts. We just kind of try to figure out what the root of the problem is, whether it's external or internal.
And is that part of any particular program that's set up with General Motors, or is that something that you had?
That was requested from Jim Miller over at Plant 3 about a year and a half ago. Wanted to kind of investigate, you know, why there were problems occurring.
Who is Jim Miller?
He's the personnel director at Plant 3.
Jim Mitchell.
Mitchell, yes, I always want to call him Miller. Sorry.
The majority of the injuries you see, musculoskeletal, repetitive injuries, what type of injuries do you see?
Because I'm the occupational therapist, I treat from the shoulders to the fingertips. So I see a lot of carpal tunnel, a lot of lateral epicondylitis, trigger finger, hand pain, shoulder strains, rotator cuff tears. Pretty much any injury you can do to your arm, I can help treat it.
But these are generally categorized as repetitive injuries or no?
Sometimes. Lacerations, you know, are
Certainly, lacerations would not be, but the majority of our injuries at an automobile plant, I don't think, would be.
I don't really want to answer that question.
You don't have to.
So, how do people get referred to you?
There are two ways, through plant medical. And also, what a lot of people don't realize is that we treat all the GM employees who have personal injuries as well. Even if their outside physician requests therapy, they can come here, and there are no fees or charges involved. We actually don't report to insurances. So that's a health cost way that GM's trying to get the word out, you know, trying to get the word out to the employees that we're here for personal injuries as well. But you have to go through a medical department to be seen. You have to have a prescription.
So when you come in the morning, you said you do your walkthroughs, and then you see a few people. Is there anything that you do at lunchtime? Anything fun or groups of people that you have met maybe over your time here that you tend to do anything
with? No, because sometimes we get walk-in employees, so we stay close to the clinic during lunch times. But there is, every other month, Sharon and I do go to an outside clinic for kind of a brainstorming meeting with other therapists in town, treatments, you know, different, you know, there's always a different way to treat. And so we get together with that group during the lunchtime.
Here in our facility, have you seen improvements in the time that you were here as far as maybe fewer injuries, or have you seen more injuries, or...
Obviously, this particular plant, fewer injuries because of all the layoffs. I mean, that's primarily why we see less.
But when they were staffed,
I'm trying to think when they were full capacity. You know, probably didn't see as many people as you would expect from a plant with the employee population, the size that it is, compared to other plants in the city.
Michelle, you said that your father and your brother or your husband sold cars.
Yeah, my father.
And I was curious, you said you always wondered what went on in this building. Mm-hmm. You grew up in this area. Did you gain a respect for the workforce after seeing what they do on a daily basis?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know, the little intricacies putting in, you know, the parts. I really didn't know what to expect on how, I had no idea of how a car was built. I thought it was pretty neat, you know, starting over at Metal Fab and watching the parts being pressed and then watching them come over here and the different hoists that are used and the different body postures people have to get into to put the cars together. You have a new appreciation for why your cars are, you know, not $5,000.
Do you... hire your own staff, or is that something that's done externally, or are you responsible for that?
Me personally, no. We are an outside provider. We do have our bosses in Janesville at the Janesville plant, and he comes out if we need some. If we have some staffing that needs to be added, he comes out and does interviews. But we work for a company out of Kansas that provides to your Fairfax plant as well.
Could you share, is there a concern about Janesville? Have you been getting communications from the talk of Janesville possibly being one of the plants that has been marked to maybe go down?
It's now one of the oldest, isn't it?
Yeah, so I just wondered if that had come to you from your boss.
Actually, I read that in the State Journal. No, our big concern right now is just getting our therapy contract renewed. It expired the end of last month, and it's kind of going on a month-to-month basis, so but I haven't heard, you know, that's our concern right now is just, you know, continuing those contracts, and then whether the plant in Janesville shuts down, then that would be looked at.
So you share contract, is it a union company, or is it just private?
No, it's a small, there aren't any therapy clinics that are unionized. It's a small family-owned business down in Kansas City, Kansas, and they have clinics in Kansas City, Missouri. We were their first out-of-state clinic that they had. So and they have Michigan, and then they added Janesville.
Can you explain to us how you're working relationship is with the physicians in the plant that refer patients to you?
I think they're pretty good. They're very reasonable people. You know, if I have suggestions or thoughts or concerns, they're real receptive to what I have to say. If I recommend somebody to continue with services, they usually go along with me. So yeah, I think they're pretty open and responsive.
As an employee, if I came to the medical department and I had some repetitive injuries and I needed therapy, explain how that process would work. What would I go through? What would happen to me?
You would see one of the plant doctors, and they would determine. We offer a service called home strengthening and conditioning, and sometimes they use that route first where it's a one-time visit. You come and see me. I do a quick evaluation, see if maybe there's some stretches or some different hand postures that you could use to make your symptoms decrease, and usually have you call back 7 to 10 days after that. And if it doesn't get better, then you go back to medical, and typically they'll send you for an evaluation from me where I do a full evaluation, and then we set up a treatment plan and then have you come back for about 6 sessions and go through a whole therapy treatment, which, you know, depending on what your needs, we use fluidotherapy, ultrasounds, TENS unit, hot packs. You know, we're a full running clinic like you would see in the, you know, outside of GM.
Great. What's your most rewarding success as far as therapy here in this facility?
Not necessarily
on our own, but you said you do all of Lansing.
Well, I have to say I do have some employees who have had some, should have seen some other surgeons who, you know, come in with their hand, you know, in this position, and they're very protective of it and won't use it, and over time get them to relax and work with that and then be able to use their hand again, because you just don't realize how important your hands and arms are until you've had a significant injury. So that always makes me feel good when somebody says, I'm so much better and I can hold my child again, or I can brush my own hair. Or, you know, so that makes me happy, because I do get my fair share of people who say I didn't cure them. They took my wand away from me. You know?
They took your wand away.
Okay. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't touched on at all? Or any memories or anything that you can recall?
No, I think that's about it. We're just we may not be providing the therapy services to this local at the new plant because they're treating it separately. So from LGR, so we're kind of hoping that we'll be able to stay there. We, you know, Sharon knows a lot of people, and we get a lot of visitors who just pop in to say hi, who, you know, we've treated in the past, and that's nice that, you know, you must have done something good for them that they would come back and want to say hello to you. Yeah. So we just hope that we're able to continue over at the new plant.
Can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
What did you find out? What's the demeanor of the average person that comes to see you, the worker?
Most people know that I didn't cause their injury, so I don't get the belligerent person. You know, I get really many very angry people who say nasty things to me, but most people are willing to take my suggestions and take them home and work on them and do stretches, and, you know, they're pretty receptive to try, you know, to what I plan to help get them better. So it's, you know, pretty positive overall.
Where did you go to school to learn your...
I was going to say, which school? I went to 3 colleges.
Right.
I got my bachelor's degree in occupational therapy from Baker College in Flint, and I have minors in psychology and health sciences, and I was also in the first graduating class. So I was the guinea pig, and our instructors were clinicians who didn't realize how much was too much in terms of homework and assignments. So, and I graduated from there about 10 years ago.
Well, we appreciate you putting all that effort into your education and sharing your abilities and talents with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much.